I remember there was a name, but I can't remember.
I remember.
Actually, what I was thinking of was the thing you told me about Forest Dix and getting in the tank without an engine.
That was almost in Brie.
He said it was a place called Mairie, M-A-I-R-Y.
Okay, that's it.
Were you there again?
Oh, yeah. I was running past the tank and he was jumping in. Because I stumbled over a molehill. There was a lot of molehills, and they'd overrun us that night. In fact, when he went down in that area, I think the German MPs put us down in there. And in the morning, they started over the hill in Oja.
Oja?
Oja.
Oja.
It was up in that clump of trees, and he got a Silver Star for
right.
it.
Right. He got
it was a bazooka.
Mm-hmm.
One, he let the tank come past him, and then when he got there, right. he hit him in the ass, knocked him out. And that's what veered that tank. And when he veered, that's when Dixon jumped in that tank and hit with no engine in it.
He got a leave after that. Oja did. After he got the Silver Star, he came home and came back, and what the hell was his name?
Transportation?
Yeah, transportation.
Schwartz? Max? Carlson?
No, he was a truck driver.
Truck driver.
God damn it. Oja got to come home. When he got the Silver Star, he got to go home for 5 days or so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he came back.
Well, a lot of things happened, with us, and we didn't know what was going on back at the company, because we'd just back off a little bit. They'd bring gasoline to us and exchange cans, if you had cans, empties. But that's the way we were, 5 gallon cans of gas. That's just
how
they
operated. That was the only way that we could have ever operated.
No other way.
No other way at all.
Mm.
If everybody would have stayed at the company, and the company would call in and want gas.
And dispatch, that's no good.
No way. No. We had to dispatch drivers and trucks out with the gas.
Ammunition, gasoline, one or the other.
Yep.
I don't know how many trucks we had in that platoon, but you were one or the other. In fact, you went down to rations, even water.
What the guy that had the...
Bob Dale.
Oh, yeah, before Dale. He was from Oklahoma.
Hall. William Hall. Okie Hall.
Name don't tell me. But anyway, he went out when we were in France out there. He was out supposedly delivering water to the tanks. And he'd run into a cider mill or something and got hard cider, filled up a whole goddamn truck with hard cider, took it out and delivered it to all these damn tankers. Well, hell, if the Germans knew it then, he had the whole battalion drunk. Hall, William Hall,
Never heard from him anymore.
No, never.
We tried to contact him.
Yeah, but he found a damn cellar someplace. He found this and he filled a damn truck up with the damn thing and went around, distributed the whole damn, I think the whole battalion was about half looped up.
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, I remember him.
So Hookie was all right, though. He's okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good boy. But I never knew he had water. But the more I think, the more I can remember. He may have water, and they pull him off and put him in ammunition and put Bob Dale over in water.
Yeah.